across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Ian Dayball.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I'm joined in the studio now by a gentleman called Stuart Baker. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. Not bad at all.
Jolly good. And you're here to talk to me all about, well, an event you're organising tomorrow at Newmarket Football Club, Newmarket Town Football Club.
Yep.
Tomorrow afternoon. Tell me what it is.
So it's Squeeze Match for Mental Health. You might have seen it in the papers. There's a ladies' match at 12 p.m. and a men's match at 3:30, but it's much more than that. It's a community-based event, raising money for CPSL Mind, which is Cambridge, Peter and South Lincolnshire Mind. So that's our local branch of Mind, the mental health charity. There's going to be loads of other stuff. So essentially it's two games of football, but throughout the day. So gates open at 11, kind of a community celebration show. Solidarity raises a load of money for Mind, a mental health charity. It's one in four of us have mental health at some point in their lives. Squeeze Football has been looking after the football in the area for the last year, kind of covering that across social media. So bringing that and mental health together in a celebration of community as well. So family day, loads of stuff going on. Come down and enjoy it, have a party.
And
yeah.
Anybody can just turn up, can they?
Absolutely. There's a donation on the gate we ask for, so you come in, and then there's a bar, there's food, there's a raffle. We've had some amazing prizes as well. Just everyone can join in, everyone can come down. Even if you don't like football, just come and have an ice cream, go on a bouncy castle, buy a raffle ticket, you know. And you can come in and out as well. You don't have to stay in all day. We give you a stamp, come in and then come back or whatever. So, yeah, and we've got a good weather forecast as well.
Yeah, it's going to be lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you've focused in putting the teams together that are going to play. You've really focused on bringing in players from this part of the world, the Eastern region, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Squeeze is kind of focused on the local teams, non-league teams, but county league teams and women's teams as well. So that's the area we cover, and we really wanted to showcase some of the best players from this region. There'll be one of the men's teams will be semi-professional, and then the other team will kind of be a guest 11 of some ex-pros, some guests with linked to mental health, some county league players as well. And then the ladies team will be all drawn from about 20 ladies teams in the area, including Cambridge City, Cambridge United, St Ives, Newmarket. A wealth of talent in the area. So both teams will be made up of talented ladies. As I say, all ladies from the East, because that's the area we cover really, and it's community focused. So,
excellent. Yeah. Yeah, no, that'll be good. And we were talking before we came on air about how this is for Mind, and you've got a sort of personal journey, personal story there, haven't you? Because you were saying that you yourself have suffered with mental health problems in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been on antidepressants for a long time, suffered for a long time. I managed to cope off for other battles as well with alcohol and various things. Fortunately, I'm coming out the other side of that now. I say that it's a lifelong thing, but it's affected me. It's affected people that I love, people that I know, and people that I know have been affected deeply as well. So it's a very, very personal cause, and I'm kind of privileged to have this pedestal and this platform to give something back, to raise a lot of money, just to put the things in place, really. It's not about Squeeze, it's not about anyone else, it's just about getting everyone together, because I think we just want to have a good day in aid of mental health. Quite a lot of the time, people think it's only certain people or certain, mental health is discussed, and it's about just bringing it together, kind of mainstream family community event about a subject that is occasionally stigmatised, that people necessarily don't always want to talk about, and you don't have to think about it that much. You just can't raise money for it, and then we'll take care of the rest.
Sounds good. And do you notice, because I think this is a great thing, but in the last couple of years, people now talk a lot more openly, don't they? You've had people like Prince Harry talk about battling depression himself. Do you Does that make a difference to someone like yourself who's suffered with mental health, the fact that it's now more in the open, spoken about, not such a taboo? Has that made a difference?
Yeah, I think it's easier to raise your head above the parapet. I'm not sure. I did an article in the paper last week and I referred to it as the Pandora's box and I was talking about my problems, but I do think that's definitely the case. In the last couple of years, maybe there's an essence of the numbers being so great that they kind of can't ignore it as well. But unfortunately, celebrities, people in the mainstream have, you know, coming out, and that can only be a positive thing to address the issues that so many people have suffered with for so long. I think the numbers are still pretty great. I think there's a bit of outrage in London with all the knife crime and stuff, but the mental health numbers are so much greater than that. It's almost mad when you don't realise, you know, the numbers that we're talking about, 84 men every week. I know I go on about it on social media, but that is absolutely crazy. So for young people like myself to finally be able to stick our head above the parapet, talk about it, you know, and people, rather than say, oh, you know, that guy, say, no, you know, he's just one of so many people, and it's accepted, not accepted, but it's something that you can talk about now alongside other problems, and you don't have to worry that, like, when you walk down the street, if you have a bad leg or something, someone will notice that and say, you're okay. Now you're able to say, I've got depression or something, and people say, are you okay? Talk to me about that, you know? And that's the nice situation to be in. We're getting there, certainly not there yet, but we are definitely getting there.
Excellent. Yeah, well, listen, it's fascinating to hear you speak about it. And tomorrow is going to be, you've got glorious weather.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be a great family afternoon, and it's going to raise money for Mind, a terrific cause. So, Stuart, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for the exposure.
Lovely to chat to you. And just to big it up again, Newmarket Town Football Club, so the Squeeze Football Tournament. Midday is the ladies' game, 3:30 the men's game.
Gates open at 11.
Stuff going on all afternoon. You can come and go as you please. And Stuart, I plan this show meticulously, so as it's got the word Squeeze in your tournament, yeah, I'm going to play a song by
Look
Squeeze.
At that.
How about that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.